As things stand now, the decision about whether to bestow the commercial designation on a given product is entirely within the discretion of the DoD contracting officer who is buying it. That fact isn't changing, but the Defense Contract Management Agency is creating a new cell of commercial pricing experts that aims to make those decisions more consistent across the department. Major General Wendy Masiello is DCMA's director.
That's an area of expertise many of us are trying to figure out how to centralize and understand. With the decentralized commercial item determinations, what's often found is that maybe one PCO will make a commercial item determination in one area or for one item, and another PCO might make a different determination. So we want to understand what are those reasons and provide a central place where when a commercial item determination is made, we can hang it on a net somewhere that other contracting officers can take a look at what that decision was and hopefully move us towards more consistent commercial item determination making. That's, I think, important for many of our industry partners. I'm sure they get frustrated when they see decisions differ from place to place.
Masiello says DCMA is hiring and training a cadre of 50 commercial pricing experts who will be based at the agency's offices in St. Petersburg, Florida. They won't make the final call on whether an item meets DoD's definition of commercial, but they will be a central resource contracting officers can call on in the hope that the department will make more consistent and more predictable decisions. For individual acquisitions, the distinction is critical. If an item is deemed commercial, it can move through a speedier and more streamlined acquisition process that leaves aside many of the hurdles that accompany a traditional weapon system procurement, such as negotiations over fair overhead and labor rates. The assumption is that the government is buying something that's already being sold in the commercial marketplace, so it's easy enough to determine a fair price. But there are also gray areas that lead to different decisions across the government, like a special category called commercial of a type, something that's pretty close to a commercial product, but that's been changed in some way to meet Uncle Sam's requirements.
In the end, the goal for standing up this commerciality is to help facilitate consistent commercial item determinations across the Department of Defense, as well as a consistent thought process and understanding really what is commercial pricing, how does it fit, what happens and how do we handle the one-offs, how do we handle the commercial of a types. How do we deal with those understandings in a consistent fashion?
Masiello characterized the new commercial pricing capability as one of DCMA's contributions to DoD's Better Buying Power program, the overall effort to get more affordable products and services in the Pentagon. In that vein, she says her agency is also building a stronger supplier management program in which it will take an increasing interest in not just how its large prime contractors are performing, but also how those big vendors are managing their subcontractors. While DoD doesn't have direct authority to manage those lower-tier suppliers, it does have an interest in how efficiently they're operating, because an increasing share of prime contract dollars are now flowing through to subcontracts.
And that's kind of a new environment, because for a while, nobody had really been paying attention to that. But it's become increasingly important with regard to something like counterfeit parting. But in the broader sense, too, it's how do the primes manage their subs? We expect the primes to hold their suppliers and their subcontractors accountable for the agreements they put in place. Interestingly, I've actually had a number of the large defense contractors look at me at DCMA and say, well, that's your job to manage those subcontractors. I'm going, oh no. What you need to be aware of, though, is that I'm actually sitting in the plant in some cases, because your supplier might also be a prime contractor in another venue. So I actually get to watch how well you are managing your subcontractor. I have a visibility that sometimes our program office counterparts don't have as to how well the primes are managing their subcontractors.
Masiello estimates 60-70% of overall DoD prime contract dollars are now being subcontracted to other suppliers, and as a result, those lower-level suppliers have an increasing impact on whether a product is delivered on the schedule the prime vendor agreed to. And the Defense Department is very interested in identifying the contractors who regularly meet their obligations as part of its Superior Supplier Program. Masiello says DCMA is in a unique position to provide that data, since it has a view of transactions that happen across each of the military services.
I should be able to automatically determine whether or not we had an on-time delivery, because I'll be able to record what the anticipated delivery date is for an item or a document. And then because we also often have the DD-250 responsibility, I can quickly determine whether or not it was delivered on time, as was expected. So we're looking at our internal data systems to get them in sync with the contractual obligations and map them to the delivery information in a very objective way. And that can be a little scary, because a lot of times there's a lot of things that affect the timeliness of those deliveries. But I think sometimes just the raw data and understanding what's going on actually invites a really good intellectual conversation about really what happened, what's going on in the management of the contract, what are the deals that are getting struck on the side. So there's an accountability on both the government's part to live up to their obligation as reflected in the contract, as well as the contractor's responsibility to live up to the obligation of the contract they signed as well. So it's kind of an accountability opportunity on both sides.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.